Okay, we're on the sixth parak of Sota. Mi shekina liishto. Somebody who did kinui to his ishto. He warned her, don't be with that man in seclusion. Ministra, and she went into seclusion. Afilu shoma, even if he heard mi oif haporech, from a flying bird, from a parrot. Yoitzi, he divorces her if he decides not to make a drink. V'yitzei kesuva, divrei Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Yeshua, Oimer, he said that you need two Aidim for Stira, so he would need two actual Aidim. Ad Shiyisu, until they would given Yitnu, like, what was that? I forgot how to translate that, but the give and take, the schmoozing about it, for Mazoris for Lavona. I'm muted? Well, do you? Why am I muted? I'm muted now?
No, you're unmuted
though,
that's good.
Okay. So, now, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Ach Yisu V'yitnu B'zeh Mazuris B'Lavona. Okay, so we said over there that basically, if everyone's schmoozing about it, then the waters are going to be ineffective. As soon as the water is ineffective, like, there's no reason for a drink, so she can't drink, so, but she'll get a ksuva.
But the waters are ineffective because everyone knows it's true?
That's one of the rules of Sota. Not because everybody, because it. Good. I'm not sure what. Yeah.
Basically, because it appears to be like.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Or it's. Right. Exactly. That's the point. Is the water to mechadesh to you.
Yes.
So right. So Oma Eid Echad. One Eid says Ani Roi Siha. I saw her shinit me. So that she was Tommy. Lo Hai Sashoisa. She would not drink. Lo Oid. Ella Afilu Eved, Afilu Shifcha, even these people as well, who were not normally accepted for Eidos, Hooray, Elu, Ne'amonim, they're believed, Af, Lepoislam, Kesuva, Sot, even to make a loser, Kesuva. Now, Chamoisa, these are the women who hate the wife. Chamoisa, the mother in law, Bas Chamoisa, the daughter of the mother in law, Betarasa, her co wife, Vivinta, her potential co wife, of Bas Baila, and the stepdaughter. Hooray, Elu, Ne'amonos. We give them, we believe them with regards to the Sota itself that say that she's Tomei, the Loyla Poisla Miksubasa, but with monetary things, she does not have any believability. She's just trying to affect that person's bank account negatively. Ella, Shalot, Tishte. Now, Shahaya Bedin. Right, now we're going to say Kal B'choyma. Right, so this is the point, the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to do this, right? That we know this is the givens, yeah? We know there's two Eidim for Stira, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And with it, we know there is one aid for Tuma, according to everybody. Okay, so now we're going to try and work from one to the other. So now we're going to try and say that, let's see, because I'm tired and forgot. Shahaya Bedin, Amar im Eidus Rishoda, the first Eidus. She'ain oisata isa oilam. So the Eidus Rishona over here means stira. It doesn't prohibit it forever because she could drink. Ain miskayemes. It's not going to be established. B'chois mishnaim, you would require two. Now we're going to look at Kal B'choima. Eidus Achroina. The Eidus Achroina, which is tuma. She oisata isa oilam. It's going to prohibit her forever. Ainu din shalot tiskayem. It shouldn't be established because Mishnayim. Okay, so that's the Kavachoyma in logic. But Talmud Loimo, the Torah comes to tell you that ignore your logic. Yeah? The Ein Ba. It says there isn't any testimony with her, meaning, but there is some kind of. Kol Eidus Sheyesh Ba, any kind of Eidus, meaning even Eid Echad. Now, so we've just said that the Torah says that one Eid is belief for Tumah. So now let's learn that out to Stira, which is more lenient. Okay, Kal V'choyma le'edus Rishona. Kal V'choyma to the first edus mi'atom. Okay, Uma im edus achrona. We just turn the page. The edus achrona she oisata isa oilam. It prohibits her forever. Hooray, he miskayemis be'ed echad. We lower the bar and we say one edus believed. So Kal V'choyma to something that's more lenient. Edus of Ishoina Stira, Shein Oisata Issa Oilam. It does not prohibit it forever. Eino Din, isn't it Kalvachoma? Isn't it logical? Should this kind of Eid Echad that it should be sufficient with one Eid Echad? But again, we say Talmud law, but the Torah says not. You know, you can think what you like, but the Torah says this. Ki Motzavah Eves Dovah, you find an Eves Dovah, it says the word Dovah over here. Olahalonu Oimeh, and later what it says with regards to Edim, Al Pishnaim Edim, two Edim, Yakom Dovah, the matter should be established. So, Ma Olahalon Al Pishnaim, just over there, it's through, you need two. In a normal case of Edus, that's in Mammon, yeah, Afkan Pishnaim. So, two, it would Pishnaim. Now, here we get to the conflict, right? Aids contradicting aids. We're going to have four cases, right? Aid, oimer, nitmeis. One aid says she's nitmeis. The aid, oimer, lo nitmeis. She wasn't, Tame. So we got one against one. Yeah. Or right now, we're going to win the women's doing the same thing. Isha, omeres, nitmeis. One woman says she was nitmeis. But Isha, omeres, lo nitmeis. She was not nitmeis. So what is the ruling for the first two clauses? Haisa shoisa, she would drink because they cancelled each other out. Now, echod. Now we do two and one. Put one first. Echod oimer nitmeis. One says she was nitmeis, and then shnayim oimerim lo nitmeis. So you got two against one. Haisa shoisa, she would drink because we're back to a sophic. We believe the latter two. Shnayim oimerim. Two people say nitmeis. She was nitmeis, but echod oimer lo nitmeis, and she wasn't Tommy. Lo haisa shoisa, she doesn't drink because we believe the two. Gemara, hi Talmud Loimar. We're taking issue with this, the source that you need.
Yeah. Can we go back to the third case where it says again, Echad, Omer Nitmeis, Shnayim Loimer.
Right.
I said Shosa.
Right.
Is it because we believe the two, or if we believe the two that she was a Nitmeis, why is she drinking?
No, because anyway, she's back to default. She's a woman who has had kinu in stira, so we don't know what, if she's guilty or innocent.
They said she's innocent, right? Yeah, or is it that they're saying we didn't see it when he said, but she was mysterious? Yes, 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 y
that's not the real source, because Talmud Loima ba, we know from the first parak we said ba, it says ve'edein ba, right? That means ba, the one is required in Tuma, v'loba kinui, in kinui you need two. Ba, right? Ba in Tuma, v'loba stira, in stira you need two. So mi boyle, that's what it should have said. So hachinami ka'amad, true, that's what it's saying. Talmud Loima ba, it says ba, v'loba kinui, ba, v'loba stira. Now, and with regards to the tumor by Alma, but a normal case of tumor without any, you know, kinui and right below kinui below stira, delo mehemon, that we don't believe aid echad minolon. Where do we know that from? Nehemon can dava. It says over here dava, ebus dava. Right, nehemon lahalon dava. It says over there with momon with dava. Mal halon b'shnei aidim, just as over there it's with two aidim with money. Afkan b'shnei aidim. So to over here it's with the shnei aidim.
When we saw the Mishnah, we thought too much about Eretz Avar, which is talking about in the regular case of Gerushin. We thought that's the limit of Stira,
mm-hmm.
right? And now we're saying it's not the limit of Stira. Mm-hmm. It's the Tumah Ba'alma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so how did the Mishnah think that? Like, where?
No, a bit was missing.
Part of it.
Yeah. There was another case in the Mishnah. Yeah. Tumah Ba'alma.
There's no remez.
So I heard a shear from Shruli Borenstein, which he said it was a chiddush. He said he wanted to say that he was a thought. He suggested, I think if I remember correctly, that we want to bring out that the normal rule is you always need to in Dovah Shabbat Erevah. Right? This is a huge chiddush that one is known, and it's like so. He wanted to suggest, I can't remember the exact thing, that we want to bring out this point that really you should need two, and so that's why he brought it out in this way. Maybe it was
I suggested it.
Oh, very good. I guess. Okay, good. And he wanted to suggest as well. Maybe that's why he left it out though. I don't know if that was. I think it, as far as far. I think he thinking going back as far as that to say that we kind of like. fudged it, so people should make an issue about it, and Ephraim's going to ask a question, and then we're going to discuss it, and then we're going to get clearer and clearer. That was, it was all...
Can you just figure the difference between the two psukim? Ba teaches me
bon.
Bon, yeah, yeah. So that's ba means, because we're going to see that right now in the Gemara. But ba means ain aid ba. Right, so I'm going to focus on your question.
Dover teaches me one.
Is two witnesses. Dover is just Dover over there was talking about lo yochum eid echod. No, al pishnai made him yochum Dover. Right, and you need two. Right, when I get to this bit, I'm going to show you. Yeah, eid. That's the next bit of Gemara. Eid oimer nitmeis. Right, one says he's tomei. Time to call machish lei. Here you've got this contradiction. We're talking about one against one now. So, if you wouldn't have someone who disagreed, one would be believed. Right, Mihani Mili. So where do we know this from? So this is what Mayor was wanted to get clarified. Right, the Tanur Rabbanan. Right, it says in a Braisa, the Eid Ein Ba. So this is talking about now with a Sota. Yeah, and it's talking about that no one saw the relations. Right, the relations wasn't seen, right? But really, it was seen. The aid ain ba means basically it wasn't seen by. I'm just telling the answer now. It wasn't seen by two witnesses. It wasn't seen. There was no testimony, but it was witnessed by one. And then that's talking about Tumah specifically. And then we make a diuk. Yeah, the Torah said specifically ba in this case that one is accepted. In Tumah, and then we say bar in Tumah below the kinui, and then we repeat the same thing bar in Tumah that one is sufficient below bastira. Okay, so b'shnayim akosu b'dabeh, we're talking about two, meaning there's not two, right? And there is one ato imer b'shnayim or eino elo b'echad. Maybe it's to say there's not even one, yeah. So Tamaloima lo yokum aid echod beish. It says you can't have one aid with a person, right? So Mimashma Shinema, if it would have said yet lo yokum aid, right, with omitting the word echod, ainio dea, would I not know shu echod? Right? So ma tamaloima echod. What was it saying when it says echod? Right? So why is it necessary? So this is going to teach us something, right? Zer bona of this. Bonnet of means a binyan av, which is a way of learning things in the Torah. Kol mokum shenema aid. Whenever it says aid, harei kan shnayim. You need two. That means testimony. Yeah. Ad shifro lucha until the Torah says otherwise. A cost of echod that it will be one. So whenever you see the word aid in the Torah, it means unless it says echod, or I suppose it's shnayim, but just aid stam in the Torah means testimony and it means two. Yeah. But amar rachmana. The Torah said, right, fitting it in, the ain aid ba, right? There's not aid in her, right? Trey means two lace ba. There's not two in her, right? So elochad, but there is one, right? And this, and then she will be then vehilo nitpasa, and if she was not nitpasa, means raped. By the way, nitpasa, it doesn't say, because we actually call it in the Torah, we call it ones when right, so someone's ma'anes somebody. I don't think it actually says ones in the Torah. So the way we say rape in the Torah is nitpasa, it's like tofas.
Wasn't grabbed.
She wasn't grabbed by a man. So nitpasa is the word where we explain raped in the Torah. So she what if she wasn't raped, i.e. there was consent, she would be asura. Even with one aid, yeah. The Kivan, that last point, right? Now we've just said that one aid is believed. We've sourced it specifically in Tumah, yeah. The Kivan de Midaraisa, Sidis Midaraisa, aid echon me'emon. One aid is believed. Idach. So now in the case of one against one, the second one, yeah. Idach heichi matzi machishle. How can the second one, right, contradict the first one? Because the Ula says. Yeah, kol mokum, anywhere where shehemina Torah, that the Torah gave believed, yeah, aid echod, one aid, harei kan shnayim. This is, we bump that aid up to two. And we just prove that the Torah gives believability for a person to say that this woman is Tomei. He saw the action that he saw them sleep together. And we know over here the Torah gives the believability because it's very fishy. This husband already said, don't go with, into the seclusion with that guy. We already know what's going to happen in there. Yeah, so therefore, if one aid says, well, I saw it, so we believe him. So, and so, so this basically, we give him the believability of two. Right, so the first guy said she was Tommy. I saw them together. Right, so he's believed. So how can the second one now, the second one, come and contradict? The ain dovarav shel echad b'makom shnayim, and there aren't in the words of one against two, because effectively now you've got two. The first one is two against one. So we should, yeah, the first one should be believed, and therefore she shouldn't be allowed to drink. So Ella Amaula says Amaula. You know, good point. Tani lo ha'isa shoysa. Let's change the Mishnah. When it says, right, Echad says nitmeis, Echad says lo nitmeis, and Isha says nitmeis, and Isha says lo nitmeis, we'll change it to lo ha'isa shoysa. She would not drink because we believe the first one. Okay. V'chein omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Similarly said Rabbi Yitzchak. Lo ha'isa shoysa. She would not drink. Okay. Rabbi Chia. Okay. That's the first opinion. The Rabbi Chia, I'm not. No, we don't want to. We don't like changing missions, mayor, right? Rabbi Chia was. Yeah, we don't change missioners. Yeah, Heisa Shoisa. No, she drunk. Ah, so Rabbi Chia, Kasha de Ula. According to Rabbi Chia, now he's got the Kasha of Ula, because as this was said, it seems everyone agrees with Ula. How can you disagree with Ula? Yeah, low Kasha, not Kasha. Our Mishnah is talking when they came simultaneously. When they came simultaneously, we've never accepted the testimony of the first person. So therefore, you just got one guy against one guy, and therefore we just basically they contradict one another, and it's gone. Yeah, can. But when Ul was speaking about was in a case with Bezach Hazeh, when they came one after the other, meaning the first one came, we took his Eidos, we said, oh, we've got a good point, and we marked him down in the book Ke'ilu as two. And now, if the other one comes, yeah, we say, get out of here. Yeah, it's not. Eid, oimet, nitmeis. One says he nitmeis. Vishnaim, oimrim, lo nitmeis. And you're not nitmeis. So this is the third case in the Mishnah. Ha'isa shoysa, which is she would drink. So you got two against one. Oh, but here we just focus on the deal, though. Ha, behold, chad v'chad, if it be one against one, lo ha'isa shoysa. She wouldn't drink. Ah, so which is the tiyuvta to Rabbi Chia? So it seems like we are believing the first one. So, Amalach Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia would say to you, Ulatamich, I said, well, according to your reasoning, let's carry on reading. Ema Sefer, Shnaim Oimrim, in the last case, it says Shnaim Oimrim Nitmeis, two sisters Nitmeis, Bechad Oimel Lo Nitmeis, and she wasn't Tomei, Lois or Shoisa, she would not drink. So let's make a deal, to do you in your kind of style. Ha, Chad Bechad, Haisa Shoisa, if it be one against one, she would drink. So we've got a contradiction in the Diyukim. If you want to look on a deeper level of this Mishnah over here and look at the inferences and say that's the point it's coming to teach us, it just doesn't make sense. So there's obviously something going on here, and we're going to say that we don't look at the inferences. Rather, you have to say we're talking about a different thing over in the Sefer. Right? So, Ella, Kula Psuli Eidos. The latter part of the Mishnah is talking about Psuli Eidos, meaning Eidim that would not normally be kosher, that they would be accepted over here, and the Rebbe Nechemiah, and it's going to Rebbe Nechemiah, according to Rebbe Nechemiah, the Tanya, you've got a Braisa.
This is still Rebbe Chia, right?
This is still Rebbe Chia, correct. Yeah. Rebbe Nechemiah Oimer, Kol Mokom She'emina Torah, whenever the Torah believed Eid Echad, one witness, Halach Acha Rov Deos, you would go after the majority opinion. Meaning, if you have a conflict, yeah, right, over here, you got two against one. You would believe the two against the one. But asu shtei noshim, and you make two noshim, beishachad, even if they're going against the man, kishnei anoshim, beishachad. It would just be the same as two men against one woman, and the two women will beat the man. The ikid amri, some people say, and this is what the latter part of the mission is talking about, right? So if you fit that in, it's just talking about we go after the majority. Now, ikid amri, some people say, kol heicha de osa eid echad kosher. If an eid echad came in the beginning, mi'ikara, and we know that an eid echad who's kosher at the beginning is worth two, right? Yeah, but filo me'er noshim, and then even 100 women came, namik eid echad domin, they would only be considered one against him, and he's two, and he would beat them, right? So basically, we don't say this principle of the it's the numbers game when you've got a man against women, right? But how come I skin, and what are we dealing with our case in the Mishnah over here? Specifically, going to Osir Isha Vikor, it's all about talking about women, the latter part of the Mishnah. But Tirtzul Rabbi Nechemia, and Rabbi Nechemia, when he says his halachic statement, Hachi, right? Rabbi Nechemia, Oimer, Rabbi Nechemia says, Kol Mokum She'emina Torah, Eid Echad, whenever the Torah believed Eid Echad, Halachachor Rav Deos, you go after the Rav Deos, okay, that's exactly the same. But now this is the shift. V'asu shtei noshim, they make two noshim b'isha. When they're going against another woman, yeah, achas, then that will be like kishnei anoshim b'ish echad. Basically, we go after the rov. Only though when it's just women against women. Aval shtei noshim b'ish echad. But if you had two women against one guy. Yeah, ki palga or palga domi is just like half-half, which is just basically it's like one and one, one against one.
And we wouldn't believe either of
that. Right. Well, it depends when the kid, yeah.
Shildrick. There was one man who said, if you look man, not she. They're like one man.
That's when the man came first.
Okay, if the man came first. But the later case here is if actually the women came first, and then the man came, palga, or they came about Sathas.
We have a wonderful chart over here, which I lose last night with Shimon. That's what I did. What case would you like to know? No, because I can't think. I cheat. I got out of it. I have brain freeze. I have brain freeze, really. We have a nice chart over here, but I managed to do it. You saved me last night.
You said one woman comes
first. I'm really tired. I'm really tired.
The woman
tell him. Tell him. So you say.
The woman comes first, and then the woman comes second. That's the latter. That's the latter part.
Yeah, the women come first.
Yeah.
And then two. Not about that. Women came first.
Two women come,
and then a man comes.
Yeah. No, but the Mishnah again is not talking about any men. That's what we're gonna. No, that's the thing. The Mishnah is only talking about women.
No.
That's it. So, again, Rebbe Nechemia is like is said somewhere else, and that's his statement. He wasn't speaking about Mishnah. We're using Rebbe Nechemia to answer our Mishnah, but our Mishnah's only women.
The last two cases.
Thank you, Gil. Yes, right. So aval shtei noshim, two noshim be'ish echad, but you got two women with ish echad. Kipalga or palga dami. Okay. Now, we say Vatarti, Babsuli, Eidos, Lamali. Why did we need two cases at the end? Why didn't you just choose one case? Right? I mean, two against one. If I know two against one, it works. Why do you have to tell me two cases of two against one? So, Maudatema, what might you have said? Ki Azlin Abasta Rav Deos, when we go after the Rav Deos. L'chumra. Maybe we all will machmia to go up when there's two against one, so we machmia and say that she would drink. But to the cooler to say she doesn't drink, of al kula lo azlinon, you may think you would not go after two against one and beat the two would beat the one. Kamash Milan, that we do go after the two, even the cooler. Hadrallah, Misha Kine.